News, I'm Gene Randall. Once again, bad news from Chinese Hubei province. More than 100 new deaths from the coronavirus. The toll of fatalities is approaching 1,400, and hopes that the pace of infections had stabilized have dissipated. More than 5,000 confirmed new cases have been reported. The AP's Charles Ledesma has the story of the numbers.
China's National Health Commission says just over 120 more people have died, and there have been nearly 5,100 new confirmed cases. The numbers have been rising more quickly after the hardest-hit province changed on Thursday its method of counting them. Hubei province now includes cases based on a physician's diagnosis, and before they have been confirmed by lab tests. The commission has said the change is aimed at identifying suspected cases in which the patient has pneumonia, so they can be treated more quickly and reduce the likelihood of more serious illness or death. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan has reported its first coronavirus fatality, a woman in her 80s. Authorities say it is not clear how she was infected, noting she had not traveled to China nor had contact with anyone from Wuhan, the epicenter of the virus. North Korea has apparently escaped the new virus so far, but there are concerns if it comes, Pyongyang could face daunting containment issues. Here's VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea.
It isn't yet confirmed that the new coronavirus has reached North Korea. But if it does, experts warn the North could quickly face a humanitarian disaster. Not only does North Korea lack proper medical supplies and infrastructure to deal with an outbreak, many parts of the country are poverty-stricken. And aid groups that want to help must first get permission from the United States and United Nations because of international sanctions on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. But the U.S. State Department on Thursday signaled it supports providing quick exemptions for those groups. A spokesperson said the U.S. is deeply concerned that North Koreans are vulnerable to the disease. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is complaining about things he says make his job more difficult. One of them, President Donald Trump's tweeted expressions of unhappiness with the Justice Department. Reacting to that, President Trump a few hours ago tweeted he has the legal right to ask that his attorney general involve himself in the prosecution of a criminal case. The World Food Program says food distribution for hundreds of thousands of displaced people was disrupted by fighting in Syria's northwest Idlib province this week. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Fighting in Idlib Tuesday prevented UN trucks carrying food and other relief from crossing the Turkish border into Syria's embattled northwest region. The World Food Program reports the conflict caused a 24-hour break in the distribution of vital supplies. The UN says Syria and its Russian allies' military operation to regain control of Idlib from rebel groups has displaced more than 800,000 people since December, 80% of them women and children. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States confirms it has negotiated a 7-day reduction in violence agreement with the Taliban in a step toward a political end of the war in Afghanistan. U.N. Defense Secretary Mark Esper told reporters at NATO headquarters in Brussels that, quote, 7 days for now is sufficient to determine whether the insurgent group is serious about settling the conflict, which is nearly two decades old. Esper declined to discuss further details, noting he was consulting with U.S. allies. He added that a lessening of violence could offer a basis for a peace accord in Afghanistan. The U.S. Central Command says it seized a large cache of weapons and munitions likely headed from Iran to Houthi militants in Yemen. That the haul was intercepted during an operation earlier this week in the Arabian Sea and involved a small fishing vessel. Arrangements are reportedly being made for experts from the United States and its allies, along with the U.N., to inspect the seized equipment. News of all this came as the U.S. Senate was approving by a vote of 55-45 a resolution limiting President Trump's ability to use military force against Iran without congressional approval. It is a measure the president is widely expected to veto. Delegations from Egypt, Ethiopia, and Sudan continue their discussions of water usage related to the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam being built on the Nile River. Following 2 days of meetings here in Washington, the U.S. Treasury Department issued a statement saying the technical and legal teams are making progress toward a final agreement that will be reviewed by leaders of the three countries. More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.